Simon Shenhei Sifyud Beis. The Mechaber says that behemoth cannot go out with a chesam, that's like a stamp that's on it, whether it's just on its neck, because it's a problem of masoy, the behemoth is carrying, it's a problem shvis behemoth, or ben shibiksusa, even if it's sewn on or woven on to the behemoth's clothing, there's a gzera when it's woven on to the behemoth's clothing, otu kleis when it's not woven on. Sifigimol gomol camel cannot go out with a mutatelus, that's like a small pillow they put under its tail, even if it's tied onto the tail, unless it's tied both to the tail and to a different part of the animal, like the chatoitris, the bump that's on the animal, or the shoya that's coming out of the animal. If it's just tied to one place, it might fall off, you end up carrying it. If it's tied to two places, it'll be tied more tightly, it's not going to come off, it'll stay in the proper position, and there's no chashash that's going to fall off, you end up carrying it. Sifidal, the hemi cannot go out, now okud, not rogel. What does it mean, okud and rogel? Okud means you tie one of its hands to one of its feet, no, it's to the front right, to the back right. And rogel means you tie one of its feet going up, and that only goes on 3 feet. And to tie the behemoth in this position is a problem. It's a big tire for the behemoth to go like that, and it's considered like it's masak, it's carrying. The rope, it's considered like it's carrying. Additionally, there's a chashash, which the word brings, that the rope might fall off and I'm carrying it. Now, this is only if you're tying one hand. But if you tie two hands, or if you tie 2 feet, in the way they used to do for the horses, for the susim, and they shouldn't escape, sharon away, that's mutter. Because we've established previously in the beginning of the simon that anything that's from the tirusa, it's for the shmir of the behemoth, shouldn't escape, sharon away, that's mutter, and that's not considered as if the behemoth is carrying. Sif tezvav. You cannot tie camels one after the other, and you're holding onto the reins of the first one, and they're all following like in a line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a problem. However, if you're holding onto the reins of many different camels that are side by side with each other in your hand, that's mutter. And the Mechaber brings some places from Asr even that. They say the only way you could take a gummel out is if you're holding one behemoth, one camel by its reins. But if you're holding a few at a time, that'll be Asr. The reason for this whole sift, Mishbur explains, that looks like you're going to sell them in the shuk, which is also do on Shabbos, because it's a mechs, it looks like you're going to sell them in the shuk on Shabbos, therefore Chazal asked it. And therefore it does not make a difference if you tied the reins on before Shabbos or on Shabbos, either way you cannot schlep the behemoths like this, and lead them like this. And the Mechalikas in Tushitas is this only when you have a row of camels, and you're holding by the first one's reins, or even if you're holding a bunch of camels, each by their own reins. The Maisa, Mishbur brings to the Rabba, that the Machmirim on this Machlekes is a Das Yachid. All the places can argue on that, and therefore you can make one, and you could take a few animals at a time, as long as you're holding separately the reins of each one. Sifta Zayin, somebody who's taking a behema out, and he's holding it by its reins, he has to be careful that the rope of the reins should not be hanging below the person's hands, more than the tavach down, because that tavach does not look like it's part of the reins anymore of the behema, it looks like something Stam carrying separately. Also, you have to make sure that the rope should not be too long from where you're holding it to the behema, because then it's going to drag down the ground, and that's not going to be apparent that the whole rope is part of the reins that you're dragging or leading the behema by. Rather, it's look like something that's hanging from the behema, dragging on the ground, and it's going to look like a masor, it's going to look like it's not part of what you need in order to lead the behema. If the rope is too long, you could tie it around the behema's neck. That shouldn't hang down so far, and that will not be considered a masor, not considered carrying, but to have it hanging down, if it's hanging down to the point that doesn't look like it's all being used to lead the behema, then it's a masor. It looks like it's a masor, but almost something the behema is carrying does not look like something that's needed from the terusa for the shmir of the behema, that you should be able to lead it without it escaping from you. So if you're Zayin, the Mechaber says a number of halachas have to do with what behemoth could or cannot have on it when it goes out of Shabbat on Shabbos. Mishbur explains some of these things are halachas we've had already earlier in the Siman, in Siv Zayin, Siv Yalv, because altogether one big Mishnah in the Mishnah is in the Gemara, so therefore the Mechaber is altogether here one Sif. Chamar cannot go out with the merdas that was not attached to it on Erev Shabbos, nor the bell that's hanging from it, even the bell is stuffed up, nor could go out with the Sulam, Shav Tzavar, Sulam means some boards that they would put like luchas, like boards they put around the neck of the chamar, of the donkey, that shouldn't scratch its makas, nor go out the strap that's hanging from its foot, which is some sort of like a thick ring that would make from kashma straw and tied to the feet of the behema, which took small steps, that its legs should not rub against each other, and it should not hurt its own legs, one leg to the other. And these all things that cannot go out on Shabbos. The chickens cannot go out with the strings that they would tie to their legs as a siman to know which chicken it is, or that's yours. Nor could they go out with a ritzua, a strap that was tied to their feet, in a way that to prevent them from breaking kalim that they pass by along the way. Elam rams cannot go out with the agala, with a little wagon they used to have under the tail. Tail should not scratch by scratching on the ground, by slumping and dragging on the ground. Ezim cannot go out. Goats cannot go out with a certain eight that they would put in their noses that cause them to sneeze. They put this eight in their nose and it would cause them to sneeze, and this way the talom, the worms down their head, would fall off when they would jump from the sneeze. An eagle calf cannot go out with the all cotton, a small elder put on its neck, or with the muzzle they put in its nose. A cow cannot go out with the skin with either put on Zdodim, that the Shvatim should not be manic from it, not nursed from it, or the Tzu with its Kanaim, between its horns, whether it's for Shmir or if it's for Noi, we said already, is Aser. Even for Shmir, these things are only Terusi Aser, to additional unnecessary Shmir for the man, but since they're additional unnecessary, they're also on Shabbos. A para and a shark cannot go with the rope that's on its neck, that's not needed for a Shmir, only small calves go out with that. Because there it is needed for a shmir, they run away very easily. Their muscles behemah could go out with the kamiya mumcha for behemah. But if the kamiya is mumcha, it's trusted, trying to test for people, not for behemahs, then the behemah cannot go out with them on Shabbos.